started. Tim will be joining us a little bit late today. So, Mark, what do you have for us?
Commissioners, good morning. Actually, we have no either payroll or accounts payable this morning. A check in with Noel. We don't have anything from last week, so I have no report for you this morning.
Great.
And I verified that, Commissioner Bell, because I made that mistake last week, and then as I sat in the meeting, it popped in. But I have verified what the well did. Indeed, we do not have a report this week.
All right. Easy enough. Consent agenda.
I would move to approve the consent agenda items A through C, with item C having the resolution number of 2021-061.
Second. Any other discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. It is, we're a little early for public comment. We might want to just wait just to give folks the opportunity if they're going to be joining us for public comment.
Absolutely. Just some public in general, be nice.
Careful what you wish for. Well, Tim's at a wolf meeting, so.
He's what?
He's at a meeting talking about wolf reintroduction.
Oh, yeah.
He'd probably rather be here. It's a tough topic.
He should be joined by
some. That was the only thing I really noticed. That's mine is bears. And of course, Andy Wheeler from the school lives up there, you know, on the school campus. He's telling me about a couple days ago, this, he's driving on and some bear is eating someone's sheep. And then, you know, they ended up having to kill the bear. And I'm like, this is too much information right now. We're out in the middle of the dark, hopping in and out of this truck every other.
Apparently the bears are having some problems, because I've been talking to people over the county and they're doing some desperate things.
Well, the berries must be drying up.
That's what
they're
saying.
So dry.
There's nothing for them out
there. Right.
Yeah, we had two in our neighborhood the other day, and they were in a dumpster, and then they were hanging out in a ditch. And I went by the next day. It's on the loop where I walk my dog. And I went by, and I looked, and you could tell they had just been lounging in the ditch with the trash, because it was, there's just a, you know, trail from the... But this time of year, we usually don't see them too much,
right?
Because they have food.
Plenty of natural food.
I bumped right into, I was going down the path to take the trail out to the mountain. And first one little baby comes, and the second little baby. And then I realized, well, those aren't dogs.
That's
you know,
and
then the
don't
third baby, and then mom came.
Yeah.
And she just started, I mean, she was literally like this far away. And just started stamping her feet and hissing at me like
mm-hmm.
a cat. I mean, I'd never...
Now, where was this, John?
Where I live. Right around the corner from my condo unit.
And she started hissing at you?
Oh, yeah. And I just went, I'm out! And ran up the stairs as fast as I could. I mean, it was like...
Yeah,
that was a little too close for me.
About 1 o'clock west of town, just before Sleepy Bear. There's about a 200-pound bear in the road, dead. Somebody hit.
Oh, no.
And it was amazing, the crowd of people standing around, kind of grinning, looking at it. I was like, this is so sad. What are you people doing?
Yeah, right.
That's awful. Yeah, I saw one run across the highway one day. Let's see how that happened.
He was pretty, too. That cinnamon color.
Oh, yeah. That is a pretty color. Well, I get lots of wildlife around me, but I had two elk, a mom and a baby that was beautiful. Baby was brand new. They were there 3 days in a row at the same little spot, just munching away. They didn't care about us at all. By the way, congratulations on your decision.
Oh, well,
we're
thank you.
Very happy to hear on Friday.
Yeah, we're excited.
I bet. That's a lot of work to get that all done.
It's been a long, long haul.
There were a couple trips in there that had me nervous.
Yeah, absolutely.
What did you say?
We had a couple hiccups along the way that made me kind of nervous.
Really?
Yeah.
It's never as smooth as you want it to be. But in the end, you just need one.
This is true. There was quite an interesting development in Frisco. They did not retain the interim.
Oh, really?
They picked somebody from who was left out of that three-person.
Interesting.
Yeah,
I was not a huge surprise.
So it turns out, I guess he has some kind of a collegial relationship with the former town manager who lives in Reno that's been doing this.
Because he used to run Beaver Creek, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So he's got a little bit of that ski town experience, and then he had been in Canyon City and then went to Panama City, Florida, where he's in the midst of suing the town council for some comments they made about him. It's very ugly when you read that background. So everybody thought, with that going on, you know, you Google that.
Don't bring that here.
Yeah, you bet. So no, it's very interesting what's happened in Frisco. Very interesting.
Yeah, I just assumed they were going
to hire that. Oh, absolutely. That's what everybody thought. That's what everybody thought. It's just shocking. And then she called, this is, again, the former town manager. She called the interim, Jeff Durbin, and Jeff used to be in Frazier, good guy. Called him up and said, hey, why don't you clean out your office by Friday? And, oh, the house that the town supplies to you, you need to be out in a couple weeks. So clear yourself.
Whoa.
That shit was horrible.
Well, that's the kind of thing that gets out into the professional community, and you'll never, never live that down.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Tim. Yeah, it was not professionally.
No.
It was a weird recruiting process to begin with.
Oh,
right?
Very much so.
They had a former manager doing
yes.
it. Yeah.
That it was bizarre that they even did that. Yeah. And then it wasn't, it, you know, in the typical advertisement locations. So it was really on the lowdown.
Mm-hmm.
And now everybody's thinking, well, sounds like she kind of pipelined it for her former colleague so that he could be in the queue.
Right.
And they could make this happen. So everybody's kind of smelling some bad fish.
But I mean, why wouldn't the town council have questions about that?
But and even if you've got to have that communication with an interim that you had, that should be the mayor,
right?
Or the mayor pro tem that's having that conversation. I mean, that's the professional thing to do. That was
absolutely that's
really
bizarre.
Bad.
I know one person on the Frisco town council.
Well, and you know, that little situation in Montrose was not very professional either.
No, it was not. And that's actually had an interesting turn.
Oh, really?
Well, there was a comment by one of the commissioners that said they only had one application for the full-time position, which was John Washbush. But then the commissioner said, but you know, we're still keeping it open if somebody wants to put their name in.
Man, if I was
him. Don't make a comment like that. That's horrible. And then they hired the ex-manager back as a department head.
Which was amazing to me that he would even come back.
Right, after paying him a severance.
Right.
So they paid out $125,000 severance and then hired him as department head that now is going to report to John going forward.
That's weird.
That is so strange.
Really strange.
Montrose County.
Hey. All right. It's 9:40, and I did not see that we have any members of the public in attendance for public comments, so we will go ahead and move on to our 9:40 item. Julie, we have the ARCA Search Historical Deed Records Preservation Sole Source Approval.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
So I'm here for consideration by the Board of County Commissioners for the chair to sign the professional services agreement and authorize the county manager to electronically sign the purchase order to ARCA Search Corporation in the amount of $137,702 for the county clerk's historical deed preservation project. So a little over a year ago, end of 2019, we had a professional services agreement with the same company to start doing all the digital preservation of all the documents downstairs in the basement in the safe. And they came on site. These are very old documents. So their technology is something that's unique in this field. So Kim Bonner has actually asked them to come back and do this next set of the historical deeds. And so we are requesting the sole source due to they are the best in the business and they come on site. We don't have to transfer the documents anywhere. It's the safest way to do this. They also provide a service to Kim for electronic data searching. So it makes retrieving the records, you know, so it's bringing us into the 2020s with some of these documents, and we don't need to worry about them being preserved in these files downstairs. It will be something that, you know, if they need to keep them, they'll be able to find them and we can move forward.
Thanks. Do you have any questions, Tim?
No, everything seems pretty obvious to me. The only thing I was thinking about is how much money this may save us in the future when we go to retrieve records. You know, somebody's physically not down there going through a drawer.
Exactly.
Pulling records.
Yes.
So.
And breathing dust and.
And mites and everything else.
I do have one question. The original project, if I recall, was grant funded. Do you know?
Yes. There is some grant funding coming for this. Right now she's doing it out of her general fund for the clerk. But there is some, and she was kind of vague. You know, unfortunately, she's out of town today, and Jenny's had another appointment right now. So I'm sure she could give you a better background on that. But
she has funding to cover it.
She has funding.
Okay. Great. Thanks.
No supplemental budget.
No.
All right. I think I'm ready for a motion then.
Very good. I move the Board of County Commissioners for the chair. I move for the chair to sign the professional services agreement and authorize the county manager to electronically sign the purchase order to Arcus Search Corporation in the amount of $137,702 for the county clerk's historical deed preservation project.
Second. Any other discussion?
No.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Thank you very much, Commissioners.
Thanks.
Thank you.
I'm going to leave this in Tim's box.
Great.
Stay away from the bears.
Actually, just go ahead and give it to Jen, because she's got some other stuff.
Okay. Thanks. Kendra, can you find a box of tissues to put in here? We used to have one, but
yes, we have here an abundance of tissues.
Great. Focus. Doing a number.
To get to your eyes?
It's,
and my nose, both, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not even that bad. I mean, if you compare it to the air quality we saw last year.
Right.
Which makes me more nervous.
The Steamboat article about the purple layer readings were pretty bad in the last 48 hours.
It's interesting how quickly everyone has started using purple air. I feel like I see people like posting screenshots of it online, and it's interesting.
And the article said there's now 10 purple air monitors in Rock County.
Yeah, I think 2 years ago we only had just this one.
Right.
Down
you bet.
Here. Thank you.
Yeah, I see people using them to plan their activities outside.
Yeah.
Even in old Haiti.
Yeah, I think we still could use one down south, but.
Up south.
Up south, sorry. Commissioner Corrigan has trained you well.
He'll beat me up.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Kathy, how are you this morning?
Am I early?
No, wait. Well, you're early, but.
But you're on time.
Okay, we're ready. Where's Mr. Corrigan? He's off talking about wolves.
Okay, let's just say I had a big typo when I submitted it, but.
Well, then you'll have to tell us about it.
I had a former county manager's name on one of the documents.
I did see it. See, I told you I saw it.
You've already talked about it?
Kendra and I did discuss it. And I was like, how come Tom's name's on this?
Pretty big blunder. Okay, good morning.
Go ahead.
I'm here because Todd Hagenboo from the Extension office is requesting approval of a part-time 4-H coordinator. And so we have created a pay scale, a job description, and a pay scale, all of which have been reviewed by the county manager and have been approved to be placed on the agenda for your approval. The pay scale is what I'm here for approval. Under direction, this role will be responsible for developing, marketing, and delivering and administering 4-H and related youth programs and services provided through the Colorado State University Extension Office. Responsibilities include working with 4-H agent to recruit, train, and oversee program volunteers, and ensure that all program participants, volunteers, and leaders comply with applicable rules, policies, regulations, and standards, and develop, recommend, and implement participant safety procedures and perform other related duties as assigned. Mr. Hagenboo and I reviewed multiple related positions and salaries against this role and benchmarked the position against the Employers Council University Extension Program Assistant. This position has been budgeted, however, it needs to go through an FTE process or a request for 2022. So the budget can handle it for this year, but he's putting in a formal request for 2022. And I think you all
are aware of that. Yeah, he got about it.
So, and the amount through the end of the proposed salary at step one of the pay scale is $44,720 annually and would be approximately $18,630 through the end of 2021.
No.
I have one. I guess I was a little confused by the numbers and the pay scale. Let me see, there's some other documents. Hold on. So we talked with Todd about the salary and this $18,000 number. And he said that was going to be like a point three or something like that at TE. I guess I'm a little confused. Is the salary listed for a full-time FTE?
That's a good question when I calculated for, because I think he was talking about the person working 8 hours a week.
Yeah, I'd have to go back. He provided us some documents last week. Not last week, the week before.
Let's see how many hours I put in here for this.
Because that $44,000 number doesn't sound like anything we talked about, which is why I was just a little confused.
Oh, okay. Let me see what I did.
Yeah, this is when he was in with Libby. So the document he sent us said...
Yeah, so the $44,000 is based on a 40-hour FTE. So that's my bad because he doesn't intend... Well, I don't know what he intends for 2022, but...
So he told us 10 hours a week for 42 weeks and 40 hours a week for 8 weeks during the fair.
Yeah, that's correct.
That's what he told us. And so the number you gave us is if the full-time equivalent of this salary.
That is correct. I apologize.
No, that's okay. But so the amount that will be paid out to this person would be a portion of that amount.
Yes.
Based on whatever FTE that equates to. Yeah, because the amount of money he told us was $14,700 plus $4,444. And that was money he already has available from other
grants.
And I think initially he was thinking it was going to he was estimating it was going to be around $20 an hour, but based on
that's what he told us,
the information that we acquired, 21 was or 21.50 seemed to be a more accurate number, so he was going to budget for that accordingly.
Okay. Yeah, and Libby thought that they might have a little bit of funding from some other sources too. So, but I guess we just want to confirm that when this person is hired, what he presented to us is what is actually going to happen, which is this 10 hours a week for 42 weeks and 40 hours a week for 8 weeks.
Well, and I know once we came up with this pay scale, I know he went and was communicating with Randa about adjusting the numbers, and particularly for 2022.
Okay. And is this typically how we do the pay scale, that it's based on a full-time FTE and then you do a percentage of that if they're less
you
than
know, I think time? I think that was me being absent-minded, because typically what I should be doing is estimating what this will cost based on the hours that that person is going to work.
Okay.
So that was my bad. I will
okay.
say that when I do present, I typically do the base compensation. I don't do, include the FICA and medical and all that.
So I guess the final question then would be, is this number of 18,633 through the end of the year actually accurate? Because that seems closer to the annual cost that Todd had presented to us.
Yeah, if you give me a second and we calculate the numbers, I can get that
for you.
That
sounds great.
Okay, all right.
Because we're halfway through the year. So I guess I just want to make sure that we understand what this position is costing and that there's no misunderstanding.
Okay, so you're basically saying that I was told 8 hours a week.
Well, he sort of told us 8 hours a week plus 40 hours a week during fair time. Let's see. Sorry, I have too many documents open and my touchpad decided to stop working. So I'm reading off the document he sent to us, which says 10 hours a week for 42 weeks and 40 hours a week for 8 weeks of the year. And he said that he had whatever 14.7 plus 4,444 is, which I think is about 19 something. $19,144 is the amount of money he told us he had available. I don't have any concerns about the salary presented to us. I just want to understand how much this is actually costing the county for this position and make sure we're all on the same page about that.
Okay. I'll be honest, I think probably based on the fact that fair is coming up and we don't know exactly when we're going to hire someone, I think it's probably going to be best if I come back and we present to you guys these numbers, because I think I need that specific information from Todd.
Yeah, that probably makes sense.
Okay.
So do you want us to table this then, or approve the salary schedule that you presented to us and then with the stipulation that you're going to come back with specific information?
What I'm interested in approving is the pay scale. That's why I'm here.
Yeah.
So what it's going to cost the county at this point, unfortunately, since Todd's away, I can't provide that. But
I think it could just be follow-up, though. I mean, especially with fair coming up, I think it would be important for you guys to be able to move forward with recruiting for this position.
Yes.
So if you think that's okay.
Yeah, that would be my preference. And to be honest, as the HR person, I tend to just focus on what the job is and mm-hmm. not necessarily go forward with getting their budgets approved and what that's going to cost. So, but my bad, because Todd isn't here and I should have been more prepared in his absence.
I think he could just follow up with us with that specific information and that would be fine.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you comfortable with that?
I'm comfortable with that, yes.
So between the Tom Sullivan and this,
you're all right, Jackie. Don't worry.
I blame it on the smoke.
You're fine. All right. So I think perhaps in the motion, we'll just go ahead and approve the pay scale and we'll forego the information about the cost.
Okay. Do you want a caveat that there'll be?
Yeah. Follow up from Todd. That's
okay.
Good.
You know what? I'd like to make a motion. I would like to move to approve the 4-H coordinator's pay scale with the notation that we will receive hard numbers at a later day.
Second. Sorry. Is there any other discussion? It's really disorienting to do all of
Well, yeah, because you're seconding. Yeah. And then, well, you should have seen Tim and I doing. Well,
I know.
That was a whole
Well, when there's only three people, it's just a whole world. Any other discussion?
No.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thanks.
Thanks.
Sorry about that.
No problem.
Come on up, Todd.
It's too bad the owl's not an air purifier as well.
I know, that would be nice.
You know, maybe that's not a bad idea.
He looks like one.
Yeah, you're struck between opening the windows to cool off.
Yeah. I think we have decent
ventilation.
Filtration in the ventilation.
I was more talking about my house last night.
I know, same.
Before I went to bed, I'm like, all right, it's too hot to leave these shut.
Yeah, we sleep in our basement when it gets like this.
I miss my old house. We were in the basement. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Go ahead, Todd.
So this item originated out of the Building Oversight Committee. I think it was approved, actually. I feel like it was last October. Originally in the middle of the software configuration. So we recognize the need to simplify our fee scripts for electrical, mechanical, gas permits, pool hot tubs, and manufactured factory home permits. And the reason is for many of those permits, we can be subject to aligning with the state plumbing board and the state electrical board. So they'll set fees, but we have to remain within a certain percentage of their electrical and plumbing permits and gas permit fees as well. So ours was quite complex because it was more per item. Tim would remember as a former plumber, so it could depend whether you're installing a toilet versus a water heater versus a kitchen sink. And it would be, you know, $15 for this, $20 for that kind of thing. So
you had to have all your fixtures broken out.
Correct. And that leads to complex fee scripts to build in a software as well. And then hard for us to maintain. We have to make changes. So bottom line is we did a study and we figured, all right, regardless of what you're doing, you're going to have two trips there, right? As an inspector, you're going to have a rough inspection and a final. So we're just trying to cover our costs of vehicle, labor, and materials to get there. So we set these fees for residential and commercial projects, and it was approved by the Oversight Committee. I mentioned to you that this could have an adverse effect either direction, depending on the job. It could be higher in some cases, but it could be lower in many other cases, right? Depending on how much work's being done. But overall, these are rare permits that get issued by themselves as an independent permit. So when we build a new home or any project that has a building permit, all these permits are 100% free because all fees are paid under the building permit. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So these are specifically for, like, most commonly, boiler goes out, getting replaced, water heater, furnace, those kind of items, if that makes sense. Because it's very rare that you'd be adding a plumbing fixture without also having a building permit.
Because you'd be in an addition.
Yes, you'd be altering something inside a wall or floor cavity somewhere, right?
Right.
So, yeah.
Questions?
No, not really. It makes sense to me. And, you know, I think we are a little bit behind on our schedule anyhow. So I think this is a good thing.
Okay. And the date, the effective date, so you understand that and why kind of took so long to get here, it's this effective date has to mirror go live with the software, right? Because that's the day the fees go into
effect.
Yep.
So I just want to confirm what's in the documents here.
Sure.
So there's a resolution, which is great, and the resolution refers to Exhibit 1.
Okay.
But then we have a document that is labeled table 3A. We don't have anything that actually says exhibit one. So I just want to be clear on what we're actually adopting here.
Yeah, we included all the other fees that didn't change, and that was per the direction of legal department to make it clean that way. So that table is actually the building permit fees.
Okay.
But nothing is getting altered there. That remains the same.
So I don't know that we have exhibit one then in our documents. Am I missing something, Kendra?
Yeah, I mean, the document that was uploaded was titled Exhibit 1, CY 2021 Rock County Permit Building Permit Fees. But when you open the document, the title at the top of the page just says Table 3A.
That was actually Exhibit 1. I combined it into a single PDF, right? Is that what I did?
No, it's two separate PDFs.
Well, we've got the Rock County Permit Fee Resolution Amendment. Your VCC form, the amendment, and then it says Exhibit 1.
Exhibit 1 is actually the fee.
Can you just put it up on the screen so we can just make sure with Todd that we're adopting the correct numbers? I just want to make sure it's really clear here.
So here it says Exhibit 1, but when you click on it.
Table 3A.
This should be there. Yes.
This says Table 3A. It doesn't say Exhibit 1 at the top.
So those are
that's
the fee schedule we're
correct.
Being asked
yep.
to adopt. Okay.
Everything's copacetic.
And it looks like the flat rate that you've adopted, it's basically 100 and 125.
Yes. Yep. That's the correct.
Exceptions. Okay. Great. Yeah, it does say Table 3A also in this resolution. Okay, sounds good. I think we're probably all right then. I don't have any other questions.
All right. Well, then I'd like to make a motion. Resolution number 2021-062, a resolution repealing the building permit and plan review fees as last adopted by resolution number 2015-041 and adopting new fee schedule.
Second. Any discussion?
No.
I'll just note as stated in the resolution that the effective date is August 16th.
That's correct. Yeah.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thanks, Todd.
Yeah, thank you.
So how are you holding up?
It's really, I don't know. I don't think I've ever felt this much pressure, been this busy in a long time. Yeah. It's pretty wild right now. The software is just
eating you alive.
Yeah, it's a lot. And you see the amount of activity we got going on.
Right.
Yeah, so.
And then bringing in new fee schedules at the same time.
Oh, this wasn't a big deal. This was done months ago, really.
So it's already integrated.
Yeah, this was a formality. We were just waiting because we weren't sure what the go live date would be, right?
Gotcha.
Just kept getting
pushed back.
Yeah. Even my 14-year-old said last night, I said, Dad, so he's like, stressed out about the software. He said, Dad, don't worry about it. He's like, he's so into IT. He goes, there's never been an update, anything related to software that's ever come out on time. Why are you worried?
Boy, talk about speaking the truth.
That's funny. Love it.
At from a 14-year-old.
Right.
And so after you go live, how long do you think it'll be before things kind of stabilize?
Well, it's going to take staff and the public, you know, at least a month or two to make adjustments to the new software. In the middle of when you're really busy, that's not easy. I think it's a self-intuitive software. So after a week or two of using it every day, I think you do kind of become a subject matter expert. I mean, I've ran thousands of applications through this, so I feel confident, but that was Malia and I, right? Well, everybody else has been working. So they're getting into training now, which is helping. But yeah, it takes repetitiveness to really get used to the software. Now, it's also a large software full of a lot of different abilities in terms of data. So becoming a master at it, right, will make you more efficient, but that's going to take time. But it is a nice database. The public, we got Mike on board, so he's working on all of that stuff, educational materials and resources. But when you flick a switch like this, it's not easy to, you know what I mean? It's gonna, there's gonna be frustration,
yeah,
right?
Always.
At the beginning, and I keep reminding people that, so let's just remain calm, expect it, because you're not gonna divert that, right? But we'll get through it, yeah.
Are you getting good support from your software company?
Yeah, I mean, they've been great to work with. It's just all software, it's a true statement that my 14-year-old made. It's always delayed, right?
Well, I've had friends of mine that quit when new software was coming into places they were working. There's like, I can't do this. I'm done.
And what makes us even more challenging for the billing department, this is two softwares, right? So not only did we have to go through the county, but we were
dealing with the city.
City and that software. And that really has been a struggle point there at the end here in May, June, just pushing and trying to keep going forward, right?
Right.
And it's different because they host it. So that brings in their whole IT GIS department with a whole different realm of responsibilities, roles, commitments. Yeah. So.
Well, winter will feel easy. Building activity
hey,
will go
snow
down.
Snow flew today. I'd be the happiest guy.
I saw that.
And the
fires
would go out. It would be great. Oh, boy.
But, yeah. All well, right. It, you know, it's always better to be busy than slow, right?
Oh, yeah.
So we'd be thankful for that, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, better than the years where you were having to lay people off, right?
Yeah, we'll get through it. So.
Absolutely.
You said, Todd, we touched base last week, 10 permits came in the door, like, till end of last week.
Yeah, you know, I didn't have it. Like I said, it's so hard. I feel bad I didn't get really give a chance to give you guys a good update the last couple months. But I can send you the screenshot and the spreadsheet of where we're at with plan reviews because it is – that won't take me long. I can do that and explain it by an email. But, yeah, it's pretty severe right now. And I think my email last week may have scared people and drove those submittals when I told them, hey, we're going to be behind. And they probably – thought, well, geez, I can't submit 10 days before I want a permit, so let's get it in the door now. And some of these local companies are really staffing up right now. So there's a couple in particular that have hired a lot of people the last couple weeks to take on more work.
I'm going to need you to tell me who those are because I want to remodel my kitchen. So
yeah, good luck. But I mean,
I
these companies are specialized in new homes, but I mean, significantly staffed up. So these submittals are just pouring in. I mean, I'm more concerned inside the city with what's left to build for buildable development lots. And you know what I mean? Other than filling right now, because it's gonna fill up fast.
Todd, where do you sense that they're staffing up from? In other words, we know we got a tight labor market right now. Do you think they're existing here in the Rock County area, or are they bringing them in from out of town?
A little bit of both, but I think there's some, yeah, I'm going to try to recruit within maybe other companies that, right?
Okay. Sure.
There's, yeah. So it's just, it's incredibly busy. I don't know, a contractor I couldn't talk to that wouldn't tell you that he's not booked out to 2023 or something right now. Does that make sense?
I believe it.
It's just incredible the way. And then, you know, we got all this commercial work compiled, right? Because it went stagnant last year. I mean, nothing came in and now it's just off the charts, right? So that doesn't help on top of the residential.
Yeah.
And those are just really complex projects that take us a lot of time to work through reviews and inspections. And then you got traffic out there, right? So try being an inspector these days and just going from one end of Steamboat to the other, it's definitely adds 30, 40 minutes to your trip, right?
It took me half an hour to get from Elk River Road to Mount Warner Library last Friday.
Yeah, so you got construction and we're busy with tourism, you know, which is understandable. It's summer, but we got a lot of activity up at the ski resort. It's not easy to get in and get out.
Right.
And, Thing
and we've occasionally had folks rerouted from Glenwood Canyon closures which adds to that.
So some of this will help our inspectors because the software plops it on an inspector's schedule based on geographic location that they cover. So in the morning, just so you understand, there's like one person has to come in and look at all the inspections and then we trade them off, right? And somebody's got to put them on each inspector's calendar. So this new software will actually probably reduce that, you know, save an hour. So they'll get out the door about 15 minutes versus taking an hour or an hour and a half. Just
Because they're what, usually rolling out the door 8:39, something like that?
Yeah, where now I think they'll probably be out the door by 7:30.
Nice.
There's one little thing I wish we could have something. We try to provide great service to contractors and notify them when we're going to be there, like an ETA, which is challenging, right? But we do that. I wish the software had the capability of sending a text or, right? Because those phone calls or texts, whatever we do, that's a whole nother 20 minutes to half hour, right?
Right.
And they don't have that service at all, that you can just push a button and send a...
What happens is they could go look at the calendar online, but because we take on so many inspections as it builds in your calendar, you have to build them in 15-minute increments. So like if I go to one house to do rough plumbing, mechanical, and a rough building, that builds in a 45-minute time slot. So what I'm trying to say is if they looked at the calendar, it would look like we're going to be out there from 5 a.m. to 8 o'clock because we have so many permit numbers built into our calendars. But the truth is we're going to the same house, right, on many of those. And so it would be hard for the public to understand.
Right.
They could see and be like, oh, yeah, go be there a.m. some point or p.m. after lunch. But never – we give you guys pretty tight deadlines.
Yeah, like you do.
We try to go within an hour or two, you know what I mean, to help the contractor out so he's not wasting his time.
But, and it is greatly appreciated.
Yeah. But anyway, we're working through it. We'll get there.
Thanks,
I've had Don turn up at 6 in the morning to expect things from me.
Yeah, he's,
well, because I'm in Hayden, where I was in Hayden, you know, and he,
yeah,
you know, doesn't he drive to the Hayden shop?
We started that when we took Hayden on, right?
Right.
And then specifically the school, but all of COVID taught us a lot about that. So I started to let the inspectors take the vehicles home because they're geographically located in different areas, right?
Yeah.
So they can start their day in North Route if they live there.
Sure. Instead of coming in and backtracking.
It's very close to your telework policy, right, that you're trying to offer, where I call this like the tele-inspection policy, so to speak. Let's be more efficient.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right.
Thanks, Todd.
Thank you, Todd.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
All right. So we will be recessed until 11 o'clock.
All right. This is about a tabling of a consideration of a special use permit. And I'm going to start off by stating that it is apparent that at the time that the special use permit is heard, I will need to recuse myself from that hearing. And after consultation with Assistant County Attorney, the advice I have received is that I should probably also recuse myself even from this technical tabling of the SUP for purposes of consistency. And this has to do with the a business relationship that involves my wife.
Okay.
So having said that, I'm going to leave the room. Come get me when you guys are done doing your thing.
Sounds good. All right, Chris, go ahead and let us know what you have going on here.
So this is activity PL 21-121 for Quinkey's Bear River Ranch Camping. It's a special use permit for an outdoor recreational facility with overnight accommodations for a campground with 6 sites. This was heard by Planning Commission on June 17th, and it was tabled to July 15th, which is 2 days away. So obviously the board couldn't hear this item because it now is scheduled before Planning Commission hears it. So we are requesting that the board table it to a future date after June 17th, and we were recommending August 17th, but I don't have a time for that.
Are we able to hear that on August 17th, Kendra? I'm assuming it's not full yet.
Yeah.
Do you have a time or should we just
state the date? We can go ahead and put it in. How long do you need?
I'm guessing a half an hour.
Okay. Yep, so we can do 11:10.
Right. Very good. I move to table the special use permit request for PL-21-121 to August 17th at 11:10.
Second. Any other discussion?
No.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thanks.
Thank you.
I guess.
Somebody. All of us can go get it.
Right. They, all of them want us. Hey, you.
Get in here.
Just enough time for him to open something else up.
Went too long to dispatch of that.
Pretty straightforward.
Yeah, it's cool.
Is Eric presenting this contract to us, or are we just discussing it?
I don't know. That's a good question. Well, he's there, and I suppose, given some of the interest from the newspaper, we probably ought to wait till 11:10 a.m.
I'm guessing they're not going to be here. They were here at what time was that?
Oh gosh, about 45 minutes ago.
They walked in and
looking
they
for
had,
Jay.
Oh,
so they could take a picture of him and interview him, and we're like, he's not here yet.
Is that Dell?
No, he's on vacation. Remember,
Allison.
And John Russell.
Oh no, kids.
Yeah,
no,
it's ready to take pictures.
Are you listening to our complaining?
I'm just looking at the time. I'm prepared to go forward with the presentation of the county manager's contract. I did want to answer Tim's question of yesterday. You asked me what that structure was in that picture that I showed you. And I talked to the person who took the picture, and that's actually that huge log. It's a house, but it looks more like a lodge that the former owner of Vista Verde built. It's pretty close. It's right across the street from Vista Verde, pretty close to where it turns from asphalt to gravel.
Yeah, I thought it was right in that neighborhood.
Okay,
let's go ahead and consider hiring a county manager. Eric, do you want to present this?
Well, after a fairly lengthy review process and selection process, an offer was made to bring Jay Harrington on board as the new county manager. Of course, that left us with negotiating a contract. This is the only position in Route County that I consider a contract employee. So we don't do this for any other position other than the county manager. It's fairly atypical that the county attorney's position is not by contract. Most jurisdictions also employ the attorney via contract, but John Merrill for several years ago changed that voluntarily to an employee position. Anyway, not to belabor the point, Jay Harrington, myself, and Commissioner Corrigan, who was appointed by the rest of you to negotiate the contract, have done so. And so before you today is consideration for signing that contract. I don't intend to go through all the specific terms. I'm assuming you all had time to review it. If you have any questions, please let me know.
I would maybe just for the benefit of Tim and Beth talk about that there was, myself included, I know that I struggled and Jay struggled a little bit with the language around the 6-month severance. Eric, you had expressed some confidence that under the terms of this agreement, Jay, in fact, was assured that there would be a 6-month severance for termination without cause, irrespective of the ending of the contract on 12/31 of each year.
Well, that's not really the end of the contract. If you read section 2A, and because of that confusion, I did do some redrafting to address that. it's always been pretty clear to me how this works, but we did change the language. There's an initial term of the agreement through the end of the year. And really the purpose of that, as I stated here, is to synchronize this contract with fiscal year. And then it also clearly states that the contract continues from year to year thereafter until terminated. And there's essentially three ways that this contract may be terminated. One is without cause, that is the board decides to let the position go, or let the county manager go, again, without cause. And in that case, the candidate, Jay, would be eligible for 6 months of pay. That gets, some folks have that confused a little bit. Some people think that means that the term somehow gets extended by 6 months, but it's simply a payout, and it's based on 6 months of salary. The second way it could be terminated is for cause. And in that circumstance, the candidate would not be eligible for severance. And then, of course, the last event could be that the candidate resigns. And in that case, there would not be any eligibility for the severance.
In any case, that that little bit of rewording that you did was to Jay's satisfaction. I think everybody's clear on it now. And maybe it wasn't entirely necessary, but I think it's just a little bit clearer now. So, and as Jay said, that's not going to happen anyway, so there's nothing to worry about.
I don't think that's how lawyers think about agreements, but.
Yeah, and I want to thank Eric for really working through these details. And, you know, we in fact did have a verbal agreement with Jay, but as in any agreement of this scope, there were certainly a number of items that needed to be clarified, and Eric was very diligent in quickly addressing each and every one of those concerns and helped clarify to everyone's satisfaction that we were all in agreement. And I'd also like to thank Mr. Harrington for his diligence and his professionalism and his responsiveness in helping work through those details so that we could get to a very amicable agreement and get to a signed agreement.
I would point out that we do have a salary specification in section 4, and the process is that the board and the candidate every year prior to budget meets and does a performance evaluation as well as a salary review. And there was some discussion about maybe we should just change this so that the candidate gets the same salary increase as other all other county employees, assuming it's an increase. But it could decrease from year to year based on budget capacity. And so it was decided just to go ahead and leave it alone with the review process. Other things that I would just quickly point out, I've said I wouldn't do this. Employee benefits, he will accrue leave in the same manner as an employee with 10 years of county service. The purpose of that, and that's in section 6A1, purpose of that is through the negotiation, Jay asked for eligibility for vacation and also a higher level that he would normally be eligible for under our employment policies. I believe the negotiation ended up in a 5-week vacation. However, that would far exceed what even a 10-year employee maxes out at, or any employee maxes out at. So we asked Jay to take that into consideration, that no other employee would get that amount of vacation, and he agreed to that. And 6A, Tim, did you want to address that vacation?
That was a mistake on my part. There was a flat-out misunderstanding. I thought employees at the upper end were eligible up to 6 weeks of vacation. as it turns out, it's only 4 weeks, and Jay was very gracious in understanding that that was really a limitation for us. Even though he and I had agreed to 5 weeks of vacation, he agreed to stick with the 4 weeks that a tenure employee would be eligible for.
And then 6A2 talks about the retirement plan. We touched on this yesterday in our work session, but essentially he had been asking to be vested on his first day of service to the county. And we did draft it that way, but it's we may not get to that point with, because it would, in my view, it would require a revision of our retirement plan. And that's what spurned the conversation of yesterday. If we, in my understanding, is we can change the employment plan fairly easily and quickly by filing a form with ICMA. And so if that gets done by the time September 20th rolls around, which is his start date, and the board in between has decided that the plan should be changed for all employees, then it could be that the vesting could occur as he had requested. But if it should not, we created a bailout or an option to that, which is essentially a compensation scale that Tim did. Fortunately, he did the math for me. And it's basically paying out, but then he would not be eligible to participate until after 1 year of service. And that's all.
Yeah, I think that pretty much covers it. Any questions or comments? Otherwise, I'm prepared for a motion.
No, thanks for your work on this, Tim. Yes. Appreciate you working through this with Jay, and excited to bring him on board. Tim, did you have anything else before I make a motion?
No.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I move to approve your signature on the employment agreement with Jay Harrington for the position of county manager.
I will second that.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Mark, would you inform Jay via email or phone call that in fact it's approved, so that he was anxious to make sure that we accomplish that, because he has a town board meeting tonight, at which time he's going to give his 60 days notice.
Okay. Tim, if you could sign it and give Mark a copy of that to provide to Jay, and if you could also copy me on something so I can keep a fully executed copy.
Tim needs to sign it too, right? There's a signature line for the clerk's
office. Oh, for him?
The clerk's office.
Is there a signature? Oh, okay. You know what? I'll just sign this original. I mean, I'll print it, sign it, and then just walk it over to Linnea.
That's fine.
Or do you want me to walk it down to Kim?
Yeah, either way works. My only point was, we want to get Jay the fully executed copy in our office as well.
It was that it's not fully executed until the clerk signs it.
Right.
Yeah.
I will get all of that done here in the next 15 or 20 minutes. Very good. Thank you, Eric.
Thanks, Eric.
Anything else, team? Mark's busily texting.
I'm doing exactly that to Mr. Harrington as we speak.
I think so.
Are we adjourned? We are adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.